For more on the investigations into the insurance industry, we're joined by Professor John Coffey. He's director of the Center on Corporate Governance at Columbia University. Professor Coffey, let's walk through the two things Attorney General Spitzer is focusing on, bid rigging and commissions. First, bid rigging. How hard is that to prove?
Well, I think he's already gotten pleas of guilty to bid rigging by some junior-level officers. Thus, we're at a very advanced stage at the outset. This is about the same point that the Enron prosecutors got after a year and a half of investigations, because we now have people who've entered into plea bargains that will require them to testify fully and implicate others. What we don't know is how high this conspiracy goes, but we do know that there was collusive bid rigging between brokers and insurance companies, and the implications of that mean that this will be a sprawling scandal that's just begun to surface.
And how about these contingency commissions? More difficult to prove?
Well, there we're talking about a conflict of interest. I think those practices may get changed because the market will have to reform itself in order to satisfy consumers. As a matter of prosecution, I don't think that there is clear evidence of illegality in the receipt of contingent commissions, but I think the receipt of those commissions did create the incentive that may have pushed some brokers to engage in clearly unlawful bid rigging.
Well, speaking of incentives, Marsha McLennan aside, is it possible that some businesses might say that these were just incentives and there's really nothing wrong with that?
They can certainly argue that the contingent commissions were just incentives and that they were supposed to be disclosed to the more sophisticated clients who probably knew what their implications were. But there is no way that you can defend collusive behavior among competitors.
One thing we've noticed is that the CEOs of the biggest insurance broker and the biggest insurance company are father and son. Is there a conflict there? Are the regulators concerned about this?
It's an extraordinary event. I've never seen this kind of relationship before. Before we reach a conclusion on this, we ought to see whether the evidence shows there was any contact at a high level. All we know at this point is that lower-level executives at the broker were contacting insurance companies, including AIG, which is America's largest commercial insurer, and asking them to inflate bids. That makes sense if you are seeking to maximize these contingent commissions, but we don't know how high it went.
Contact at a high level, what would investigators be looking for?
Well, I think they're going to follow the chain of plea bargains up to the top, as they have in all other recent criminal corporate investigations. If people admit that they did rig bids, they're going to be asked who they discussed these bids with, who authorized them to do that, who did they communicate this information to, and dominoes are likely to fall one after another. But I can't tell you whether the last domino stops at the senior vice president level or whether it goes up to the chairman of the board.
Now, we've seen Elliot Spitzer in this role before. Over the past couple of years, he's taken on investment banks, mutual funds, now insurance. And in all these cases, he's shining a light on practices that were common inside an industry and practices that regulators apparently knew about. What's his track record, and what are we likely to see happen now in the insurance industry?
Well, first of all, he has been extraordinarily successful, and he has, in each of these cases, found not merely a conflict of interest, but smoking gun evidence of illegal behavior. I think what we're seeing most of all here is that there is some advantage in having a new competitive enforcer who doesn't just accept the old stable equilibrium and comes in, looks anew, and sees if he can find illegal behavior. I think Mr. Spitzer shows clearly the value of competition. He's been the new force on the block, and he's shown on occasion that the SEC was a little too passive, and now he's showing what we've long suspected, that insurance regulation, which is all centered at the state level, may not be adequate. We don't have a large national insurance regulator, even though we have large and multinational insurance companies, and it may be that state-by-state regulation produces a kind of balkanized structure that isn't quite adequate to the nature of the problem.
Thanks so much, Professor.
Okay.
Professor John Coffey is director of the Center on Corporate Governance at Columbia University Law School.